ask more about the doctor theory.
If it were a medical man, as you insist, what manner of man would he be?
He would be educated, clean boots, knows Latin words for things we can't pronounce. Might work in a hospital, maybe. He cuts bodies for students, learns where everything sits, and comes down here at night where no one important walks.
Aye, he's bored of corpses that don't scream. And it was dark in Mitre Square. You don't go fishing around blind unless you've done it before.
You ever see a surgeon's hands? Steady, calm, even when there's blood?
And what if he takes the organs back, studies them, keeps them, like trophies?
Trophies? But why would he risk his reputation and position for it? Can't it be that the doctor theory brings comfort because it focuses on the skill rather than the horror?
Missy, you're nosy.
You must excuse me. You handsome men are the only ones even daring to speak of it. Women only whisper of such topics.
Women are fragile. For real talk, you come to real men.
Let's drink to that.
You text Mr. Sturgis. Kim is in the Princess Alice pub. She's trying to gather evidence for the medical theory. Can you give me some facts about the medical theory, sir?
I have been waiting. What do you wish to know?
What are common surgical tools in 1888 suitable for organ removal?
Scalpels, bone saws, and surgical knives were standard. However, no specific instrument was conclusively linked to the crimes.
All right, dead lead it is. Were any organs ever recovered or traced to medical institutions?
No confirmed organ from Eddowes was recovered. A kidney was later sent to the Whitechapel Vigilance Committee in what became known as the From Hell letter, though its authenticity remains debated.
What do you think of the medical theory?
Brown said the act required knowledge of the organ's position and could have been done quickly. But other doctors disagreed on whether it required professional training. No surgical tools were definitively identified.